Today is Monday, July 26, 2021, and welcome to another episode of The Doug Ciravo Show. On today's episode, I will be discussing why the 2021 Tampa Bay Rays are better than last year's 2020 American League champions, and why I believe they have the best shot not just to return to the World Series, but also win it. Now, you could go back to the Kevin Cash game where he took out Blake Snell, who has been a below-average pitcher for the San Diego Padres. Now, we can also talk about the Tampa Bay Rays trading away Blake Snell and not re-signing Charlie Morton. Now, some would say, you know, you would think that the 60-game season was all luck for the Tampa Bay Rays, but they are by far better than they were last year. Young prospects like Taylor Walls and Wander Franco have stepped up to the plate since the organization traded Willy Adames to the Brewers, but they have added a key power hitter in Nelson Cruz, and they are sitting at 61-39. That's going to be next on the Doug Ciravo Show, brought to you by Ciravo Broadcasting. We are back on the Doug Ciravo Show from the new Ciravo Broadcasting Studios. And the Tampa Bay Rays have been one of, if not the best team in baseball this year. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going to come out and say, you know, going back to last year, where they won 40 games and they lost 20 in a 60-game season, they're probably like, you know, that was a fluke year. You know, they shouldn't have been in the World Series. You know, fluke season, only 60 games, it was a COVID year. What can you do? But fast forward to a year later, despite the off-season moves of not bringing back Charlie Morton, the off-season move of trading away Blake Snell, who's been a below-average pitcher for the San Diego Padres. You know, he hasn't been that pitcher that we thought he was when he won the Cy Young with us. I just think that this Rays team is, besides the Red Sox, besides maybe the Houston Astros, who is a threat in the American League? And you could look at other teams, you could go to the National League. Who really is there besides the Los Angeles Dodgers? I mean, you could add in the San Francisco Giants. Even the Mets, I think we'll have more discussions next Monday once we get past the trade deadline. But other than that, when I look at this Rays team, I see them being the best team in baseball. And here's why. Now, I know they don't have one of those top players, top, you know, the elite guys. You know, and to have 60 wins, 20 more than last year, this time in the season, it says a lot. Now, if you look at our rotation, it's not that ordinary rotation where you have guys like a DeGrom, you have like a Scherzer, you have a Kershaw, a Bauer, whoever it may be. When you look at our rotation, you got Ryan Yarbrough, Shane McManahan, Michael Walker, Josh Fleming, and Luis Patino. This ain't your scary rotation. You look at other teams. Yeah, they have the Gerrit Coles. They have the Verlanders, the Greinkes. We don't really have that rotation. And that says a lot about Kevin Cash as a manager. Now, I know he had that bad performance in the World Series where he took out Blake Snell, basically cost us the World Series. Yeah, I say cost us the World Series because I feel like if he was still in the game, I think we would have had a good shot to win that game, and then you'll have Charlie Morton on the mound. So there's no reason why we wouldn't have won Game 7. I still believe to this day that we should have and we could have won that World Series, which is why I think we're going to head back there this year. Especially when you go out and you add in a bat like Nelson Cruz. You know, this is a Rays team where, you know, for year in, year out, they have the pitching. They just can't score enough runs. Yeah, you got guys like Manuel Margot, Austin Meadows. You have Mike Zunino, Kevin Kiermaier, Randy Arozarena, G-Man Choi. Yeah, you got those guys, but they're not the power hitters that you're seeing hit 40 home runs a day. I mean, a year. You know, this is a Rays team that doesn't really have those big names, those big bats. And to add in a guy like Cruz, who's been there year in, year out, hitting 35, 40 home runs. Now, I understand there was that year where he had the steroids, he got caught, you know. This guy's been a consistent ball player ever since he was a Texas Ranger. You know, no matter the organization he's been at, he's been playing at that elite status. I think the Orioles made the postseason when they had Cruz. I think that was one of the... I think that was the year they went to the World Series. Not the World Series. They went to the postseason. Then they lost to the eventual American League champions, Kansas City Royals, and then they fell to the San Francisco Giants. I just think this is a different team. And when you add in a guy like Nelson Cruz, there's no reason why they're going to lose. Because they have that offense now, and they're pitching. And I was talking about the rotation. I think Glasnow is still hurt. So whenever he comes back, you know, this team, you know, we have what it takes to go far. And if you look at the division, we're only a half game out between the Red Sox. And then the Yankees, Blue Jays, 8 games apart. So we're not far behind. We're not far behind from going on a deep run in the American League. And when Glasnow comes back, we'll be set. But I think this could be a very good team this year. We've proven it. And like I said, it's the Rays way. We don't have those big names. You know, yeah, we have a guy like Mike Zunino. We have G-Man Choi. We have Brandon Lau. But looking at this roster, it's the way the Rays have been throughout since 2008. Since the Joe Maddon era. You know, think about all the big names that we've had that we had to trade. Could have been Evan Longoria. I don't want to face him in the World Series this year along with the San Francisco Giants because I think that guy deserves a ring. I think it's going to be Rays Dodgers again. But when you look at this roster put together, it's guys from the system. It's guys that we've developed. Think about all the guys that we've traded in the past. Evan Longoria, David Price. You could throw in a Matt Garza. We traded him. I think we got Chris Archer. He's still out. So this is not a bad rotation when healthy. And it's still a good rotation. Despite not having Glasnow. Despite not having Archer. You know, when we traded Blake Snell and not re-signed Charlie Morton, I did not see us being in this position. I figured we would be up there in the wild card race. Maybe inconsistently 2, 3, 4 spot. I did not see us being a threat to the Red Sox for the American League East. I did not see that. But Kevin Cash, since he's gotten here to Tampa Bay, this team has been so much better. It's been well equipped, the way we run our system. And this is just a team that has what it takes to get to the World Series and win it. This time around, they've had the experience last year where they lost, and we could get on to this whole conspiracy theory with the Tom Brady effect. You know, he goes to Tampa Bay, The Lightning win 2 Stanley Cups. The Buccaneers win a Super Bowl. The Rays go to the World Series. All we need now is we just need a ring. And I think we're going to be a team to look out for. You know, we brought in Nelson Cruz, so I think that's going to be the difference for us. And there's really no other team that's going to be a threat. I really don't think so. I don't. The Astros, they barely have a healthy pitching rotation. They're barely consistent. The Red Sox, we could take on them. And then in the Central, who do we have? The White Sox? There's really no one. So I see us going back to the World Series and winning it. And I just think it's the system we have in place is why we can do it. Like, look at this team. Mike Zunino, I just ordered a 2020 World Series jersey with Zunino. I was debating on getting one because I should wait till we win it this year, but I mean, I don't want to get ahead of myself with these super, because it's so, you know, I'm a hockey player, superstitious. You know, when you're a kid playing hockey and you go to the Hall of Fame, you don't touch the Stanley Cup. That's just how it is. But G-Man Choi, Brandon Lau, Joey Wendell, Wander Franco, Taylor Walls, unless they sent him down because I don't see him on here, Randy Rosarena, Austin Meadows, Brett Phillips, Kevin Kiermaier, Manuel Margot, Nelson Cruz. This team has what it takes, people. I think we have what it takes to go far. I think we have what it takes to win a championship. It's the Tom Brady effect, as they say. Think about that for a moment. It's the Tom Brady effect. And this team just has what it takes. I like the team we have on paper. I really do. No ifs, ands, or buts. I really like the team on paper. And to go back to Nelson Cruz. This guy, 40 home runs every year. The guy is 41. He's got 21 home runs this year, 438 in his career, but this is a guy that's going to help this lineup. You know, this is a guy that's consistent with power. Yeah, I understand he had that 1 year, but he only got caught once. So to have a guy that has been over the 100 RBI mark, hit 40 home runs. No reason why. I mean, yeah, his home runs have been down the last few years. You know, 16 last year, but it was COVID year. 21 this year. No, actually, his home runs haven't been down. I was looking at, I don't know what I was looking at. But his home runs have been consistent for the last 10 years, starting in 2011. 29, 24, 27, 40, 44, 43, 39, 37, 41, 16, 21. That is unbelievable. That's what the Rays needed. And then we could look at Randy Rosarena, he was basically the guy last year for the postseason. To add in a guy like Nelson Cruz? No reason why. There's no reason why we can't go back to the World Series and win it this time. I would love to face the Dodgers again. I think that's going to be the case. Just because the Giants don't have the experience to get there. The Padres, yeah, they had experience last year. The Mets, I don't know if they could stay healthy or consistent. So it's going to be an interesting postseason, interesting trade deadline to see who adds, who sells. I can't wait for it. I really can't wait. And it's going to be exciting. All right, we got plenty more to get to on the Doug Serravo Show. Thank you, as always, for supporting us. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Where the Monroe Falcons are playing the St. Joseph of McCutcheon Falcons.
Past that game's history, we have a state's championship on our mind now.
The ranch, the buffalo.
It all works together very nicely.
Welcome to Falcons Insider.
Falcons Insider.
On today's episode,
we're doing a lot of great work. You know, this is work that people said couldn't have been done before.
A lot of money doing something you love.
Re-elected team reporter.
Yeah, what a season that was for you. 54 points in 18 games.
But definitely, I mean, when I said that we're going to win GMCs, I think that's another one that we remember. Yeah.
Without mystery.
You just said it with so much confidence.
We are live on the Doug Serravo Show. We are back from commercial break, and if you're just joining us, we are discussing why the Tampa Bay Rays have the best shot to win the World Series. Now, I want to get into the Mets, but before we get into the Mets, I was on Facebook this afternoon, and I'm not sure if you guys saw this photo, but my man, Chef Hector Deffer, his first ever Met game on the big screen at Citi Field. When I saw this photo, I was like, my man Hector, the chef, is spotted at Citi Field. Now, normally when a celebrity is at a game, you know, the cameras are right on them. Now, Hector isn't like a celebrity, you know, like at the Gordon Ramsay status, but he is a legend for sure. And his quesadillas, his tacos, they are delicious. Like, I've never been to a place. Now, I know he's my friend and all. He's like a brother to me. But I'm just speaking, you know, I'm speaking honesty. You know, I'm not just going to say something that is not true or just to make someone feel good about themselves. I just truly mean this about Hector. The tacos, they are to die for. They are delicious. Now, you shouldn't go to Taco Bell if you want to have some tacos. I'm just putting it out there. If you want, like, a good taco, you got to go to my man, Chef Hector. His tacos, they are the best. I truly suggest it. And, you know, he has the specials on the Facebook page. He shares them. But those tacos, they're truly good. They're really one of the best things that you could ever try. So now I want to get to the New York Mets, because a few months ago I mentioned that I'm going to do like a Rays-Mets episode, Rays-Mets talk. But we really have just been focusing on the National Hockey League the past few episodes with James, with Mark, with Andrew, myself. And, you know, the Doug Serravo Show, it hasn't really been the same. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's the off season. There's really nothing to talk about right now. I'm sure in a few more weeks we get to talk about the preview of the NHL. We'll do, you know, free agency is coming, so maybe we'll have a good show on Monday. We could discuss free agency, go over the expansion draft. So I'll talk to my buddies, see what they want to do. But right now, it's the off season for hockey. It's just baseball to focus on. So I think in the next few weeks it will be the last episode of the Doug Serravo Show season 4. And then once the NHL is back, season 5 will premiere. So I'm not sure when that will be, but it's been slow right now. There's nothing really to talk about. And, you know, normally we're consistent at that 9 p.m. slot, but with nothing really to focus on, no big headline, it's just myself, and whenever the boys are available to come on is when we have them on. But I want to get to the New York Mets because it seems like that they are very inconsistent. It seems like when they don't have that top rotation guys, when they don't have the Jacob deGroms and Noah Syndergaards, the Carrascos, whoever it may be, it seems like they are very inconsistent from that. And we're seeing it lately where they are struggling against good teams. They've struggled today against the Braves. But there's nothing we can really do about it because we've seen this before from the Mets. We've seen it. And I want to get to the Mets roster, because when the Mets are good, they're good. And it's just a matter of time before... Hold on, just give me a second. It's just a matter of time before, you know, they find all their key pieces. You know, they went out to get Rich Hill, who I think will be a key part for them going down the stretch to the dog days of August. But ever since the All-Star game, Walker's been struggling. Diaz struggled a bit. So if you're a Mets fan, you better hope you go out and you get someone at the trade deadline. It could be a Max Scherzer. It could be whoever. You need someone besides DeGrom. You know, DeGrom, can't take him for granted. Yeah, you still have Stroman. You still have Walker. But when you want to go on a stretch into August, when you want to go on these pennant chases, you know, you need more than one guy. You know, Stroman is good, Walker is good, but that's a two-man rotation out of five. You know, Tyler McGill hasn't been bad. Rich Hill performed well in his first Mets game, but I just don't see it from the Mets this year. You know, they started out well, but I think a team like the Atlanta Braves, they're going to find their groove, they're going to get on that run, and I really believe the Atlanta Braves are going to come out and win the NL East. Maybe this is the year it's a Rays-Braves World Series. We were supposed to see it last year, but the Dodgers, they came back. And, you know, we all know what happened then. You know, catching, I don't see it as an issue with McCann or Nito. First base, Alonso, you know, he's been a little up and down. McNeil, Guillorme, he's been good. VR's been good. Davis, he's been all right. You know, Lindor's out. So, Pilar, I think, has been a good pickup for the Mets. Conforto's been a mess, honestly, for the Mets. This is a guy that, you know, we were talking about, like, the MVP levels. We were talking about him maybe winning an MVP. We were talking about him maybe being a breakout star, hitting 30 home runs. But he hasn't been there this year. The guy has, what, 6 home runs, 24 RBI, and he's batting .203. Now, I don't know if he's hurt and he's not saying anything. I don't know if his contract talks are in his head. But there's something wrong with Michael Conforto, and he needs to step his game up if the Mets want to go on a run. He really has to, because I don't see the Mets going anywhere without a hot Michael Conforto bat. I just don't. The NL East, if we're looking at the NL East, it's one of the worst divisions in baseball. And some may disagree, but look at it for a second. You got the Mets at 53-45. You got the Phillies at 49-49. You got the Braves at 49-51. You got the Nationals at 45-53. So your top four teams are 8 games out within each other. The plus for the Mets is that they are 31-16 on home. So I think there was a year where the Mets were good on the road and they struggled at home. So, you know, luckily for the Mets, they've been consistent on home field. I almost said home ice because I'm so used to playing hockey. But other than that, the Mets need to find their groove. I do see the Phillies going on a run, though, and I think the Phillies can win this division. You know, I think this is the year they can. A few years ago, I think it was 2018 on messingradio.com with Jeffrey Burns. He's known as Smart Jeff because with certain topics, he's smart. And then we've had our Twitter battles. A good friend of mine. Miss you, Jeff. I hope you come on soon one day. He was on an episode a few, I think sometime last year. Yeah, he was with Andrew. That was a good episode. We're talking about indoor dining, you know, Major League Baseball trade deadline. I think in 2018, I actually predicted the Phillies to either win the division or be a surprise team to look out for. And I think they were good at one point, too. They were like 58-44. And then all of a sudden, they went like downhill to the second half. And actually, let's try and pull that up because let's see. I know on MLB.com with the standings, you could do that. So, and then we're going to get, you know, we're going to conclude with the show. Where's MLB.com? All right, so let's see. 2018. Where is it? Oh, no, we need to get... All right, here we go. No, where's it going? Why are you disappearing on me? All right, so July... Talk about the Red Sox that year. They were one of the best teams in baseball. And I think the Rays, too. We were, like, at some point, and we just went on a roll the second half of the season. Yeah. The Phillies, they were 58-44. And all of a sudden, they just, like, fell apart. And, you know, you see that with teams on a consistent basis year in, year out. No, I don't want to do day by day. All right, so October, just to see who won that division. And I think my producer's telling me we got 3 minutes left on the show. Shout out to Adam Schwartz. Mets suck. Donkey butt, he said. I went to the Yankee game with your son the other day. Pretty good. I had a good time. 2008, I wonder who won the division. Yeah, I tell you, this MacBook, sometimes technology is a pain. Alright, let's see what we got. 2018, MLB standings. The Braves won the division, so the Phillies totally fell apart. They totally fell apart. Yeah. And I think the Rays, we finished 90-72. So that was a run. You know, to be 53-50 at one point and then going on a run, what can I say? But yeah, I think we're going to have a few more episodes of Season 4 in the future. I think we may have Andrew back on. I think we may have Brandon back on. I was talking to him on Wednesday. I think we're going to do something within... the Knicks, and, you know, talk about their past season and what they're going to do next year. I think the NBA draft is in a few weeks. I'm not sure, maybe a few days. I'm not sure when. But other than that, season 4 is coming to an end soon. So season 5 will start maybe around September. Thank you for always supporting us. Thank you for supporting Saravo Broadcasting, Mark Merrill, Andrew Mackin, James Giacomo, Andrew Brem, Brandon Schwartz, everyone that's been on an episode, Jeffrey Burns. So I think next week I'm going to try and have a guest on. Maybe it will be Brandon. Maybe it will be Mark. I'm not sure who's going to come on, but we're going to try and do something, bring the boys on. But yeah, thank you for always supporting us. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys about sports. But other than that, I'm telling you, Rays, watch out. We have the best shot to win the World Series. If you don't believe me, I'll see you when we're lifting the Commissioner's Trophy as World Series champions. Thank you for supporting the thank you for supporting the Doug Serravo Show, Serravo Broadcasting. As always, I'm your host, Doug Serravo. We'll see you next time.